Shlishi. The parasha continues with the din of Ma'akeh, putting up a protective fence. The Torah requires a Jew to erect a fence or another type of barrier around his roof. And this mitzvah also applies to any dangerous situation, such as around a swimming pool or around a tall stairway. And the pasuk says, "Ki sivne ba'is chadosh," when you will build a new house, "ve'asiso ma'akeh ligagecha," you shall erect a fence around your roof. "Ve'loisasim damim beveisecha," in order that you shall not place blood in your house, "ki yipoil hanoifel mimenu," when the one who falls off will fall off from it. The ayin in the Sifri who says that the ramp of the Mizbeach by the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash did not have a fence around it, because the pasuk says, "ve'asiso ma'akeh ligagecha," and we darshin ligagecha for your roof, v'loy lekevesh, and not for the ramp of the Mizbeach. And the Netziv explains that since the kevesh is not a mokum tashmish, it is not a place that you do things on, it is only used for walking to the top of the Mizbeach, the Kohanim are careful to watch where they walk, and no ma'akeh is necessary. Zokt Rashi posuk ches, ki sivne ba'is chadosh, when you will build a new house, and Rashi is bothered, why does the posuk say, when you build a new house? The halacha of ma'akeh applies even if you buy an old house or even if you inherit a house. So why does the pasuk say ki sivne bayis chadosh? Zok Rashi, im kiyamta mitzvah shiluach hakein. If you keep the mitzvah of shiluach hakein, which is mentioned in the parasha before, soifcha livnois bayis chadosh, your end will be that you will build a new house. V'tekayim mitzvah ma'akeh, and you will be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of ma'akeh. She mitzvah gereres mitzvah, because one mitzvah brings about another mitzvah. So by being mekayim the mitzvah of shiluach hakein, you will be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of ma'akeh by building a new house. V'tagia lekerem, and then you will reach the point that you will own a vineyard, because that is the next pasuk of klai hakerem, the mitzvah of klai hakerem. V'sode, and you will own fields, which is the pasuk after that, where the pasuk says, you shall not plow your field with a shor and a chamor together. Ulebegodim noim, and then you will have beautiful clothing, which is the pasuk after that, the pasuk of tzitzis that you will place on your clothing. L'kach nismichu parashiyos halolu. That is why these parashiyos are placed next to each other. By being mekayim the mitzvah of shiluach hakein, you will be zeiche to build a new house and be mekayim the mitzvah of ma'akeh. And then you will be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of klai hakerem in your new vineyard. And in your field, you will not plow with your shor and chamor together. And on your new clothing, you will place tzitzis. She mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Zokt Rashi ma'akeh, geder saviv legag. That means a fence around the roof. The Unkelis Tergum and Targum Unkelis says tiyoko, which means a bag. Kigoin tik shemeshame mashe b'seicha. Just like a bag protects what's inside of it, so too does a fence protect what it surrounds. Ki yipoil hanoifel, and Rashi is bothered, why is this person called hanoifel, the one who falls before he actually fell? Zokt Rashi royu ze lipoil. This person deserves to fall even before he fell. He was chayev min hashamayim to fall. V'yafa pikein, still, lo tisgalgel misosoi al yodcho. You shall not be the cause of his miso. Shemegalgelin tzchus ayidei zakai, because Hashem causes good things to happen through worthy people, v'choyva ayidei chayev, and bad things to happen through guilty people. Therefore, you shall not be the cause for this person's death. Let it come about through another person. And the pasuk continues with the parasha of Klai HaKerem. Loisizra karmecha kilayim, you shall not plant your vineyard with a mixture of seeds. You are not allowed to plant chita, wheat, usa'ura, and barley together with a grape seed. Pentikdash, lest it become usur, hamaleya hazera asher tizra, that which grows from the seeds that you plant. Usvuas hakorem, and the produce of the vineyard. Zokt Rashi kilayim, chita usa'ura v'chartzen v'mapolis yad. This means somebody who planted wheat, barley, and a grape seed in one planting. And Rashi is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yoshia, who says that Klai HaKerem is only when one plants two minim besides for the grape seed. For example, Chita and Sa'ira with the grape seed. Rabbi Yoshia learns this from the fact that the Pasuk says, Karmecha Kilayim, which means that there is a mixture, a Kilayim, besides for the Kerem, besides for the vineyard. There is a mixture of chita and sa'ira besides for the grape seed. And Rabbi Yoshia is also telling us that it is only considered klai hakerem if he plants the grape seed with the chita and the sa'ira. However, if the chita and sa'ira were planted in an existing vineyard, there will be no isser of klai hakerem. And Rabbi Yoshia learns this from the fact that the Pasuk does not say V'karmecha leisizra kelayim, but rather leisizra karmecha kelayim. By placing karmecha next to kelayim, it is mashma that the vineyard is being planted now together with the kelayim of chita and se'ora. And one who plants chita, se'ora, v'chartzen together is over two isurim. The isur of klai zeroyim, the isur of planting a mixture of seeds, chita and se'ora, and also the isur of klai hakerem, by planting chita, se'ora, v'chartzen b'mapolis yad. Zokt Rashi pen tikdash, lest it become osur. Kitargumoy, like Targum says, tistov, lest it become off-limits. Kol dovar hanisayiv ala odom, anything that becomes off-limits by a person, bein l'shevach, whether it is for a good reason, kigoin hegdish, because it became hegdish, bein l'gnai, whether it is for a negative reason, kigoin iser, because it became osur, noifel boi loshen kodesh, the terminology of kodesh can be used. Because the word kodesh does not necessarily mean holy, but rather it means off-limits. Whether it is off-limits because of its kedusha, whether it is off-limits because it is osur. Kimoi, just like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Al Tigashbi, do not approach me, Ki Kedashticha, because I have put you off limits. So we see the word Kodesh means to be put off limits. So to over here, Pentigdash means lest it become off limits. Hamaleya, Zem Miloi Vitoisefes Shazera Moisef. This is the filling up and the addition that is grown through the planting. Pentigdash Hamaleya, lest it become osur, that which grows from the seeds that you plant. And the Pasuk continues, Leisacharoish b'shor uvachamor yachdom. You shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together. And Rashi tells us that shor and chamor are lav davka. Zok Rashi, hu adin l'chol shnei minim sheba'olam. The same is true for any two species in the world. Not only a shor and a chamor, but any two species that are working together. V'hu adin, and the same is true, lahanigam yachar kishurim zugim, to lead them together tied as a pair, b'holecha shumaso, by transporting any burden or any load. The word leisacharoish is also lav davka. The iser is not only by plowing with two animals together, but by doing any type of work with two animals that are tied together. And the Das Akenim Mibali HaToisvis provide an interesting reason for this iser. A donkey does not chew its cud. An ox, on the other hand, does chew its cud. The donkey and the ox would be walking along yoked together, and the donkey would see the ox chewing and think that it was eating something. The donkey would become upset. I missed my feeding. When did this happen? He would say. He would become jealous of the ox, because he would think the ox was fed and he was not. In fact, of course, they both had the same feeding, but the ox chews its cud, so it appears to be continuously eating, therefore giving the donkey the misimpression that he has been cheated. According to the Das Akenim, the Torah is trying to avoid this psychological pain that the donkey would experience. Reb Chaim Shmuel Evitz Zatzal explains that we see from here that the Torah was worried about the feelings of an animal, all the more so for a human being. We see from here that the Torah was worried about the feeling of one who made a mistake. The donkey thought that he was cheated, while he actually was not. All the more so must we be worried about the feeling of one who was actually cheated. And although we just explained in Rashi that the Isser applies to any two species, the Das Akenim's reason for the Isser seems to explain a reason not to tie an animal that chews its cud with an animal that does not chew its cud. However, by two animals that chew their cud, or by two animals that do not chew their cud, this reason does not apply. And the Pasuk continues, Leisilba shatnez, you shall not wear a mixture, tsemer ufishtim yachtov, of wool and linen together. Zok Rashi shatnez, lashon iruv, this is an expression of a mixture. The word shatnez means a mixture. Rabbi Seinu Pirshu, our Chacham explain that the word shatnez comes from three words, shua, tavoy, venuz. Shua means combed together, tavoy, spun together, venuz, and twisted together. And there is a machlokes in the Gemara if in order for it to be shatnez, you need all three. You need it to be combed, spun, and twisted together, or each one alone is enough to make the beged shatnez. And the Pasuk continues, Gedilim tase loch, twisted threads you shall make for yourself, which is referring to the mitzvah of tzitzis, al arba kanfos kesuscha, on the four corners of your garment, asher techaseba, that you cover yourself with. And Rashi is bothered why the parsha of tzitzis is placed next to the iser of kelayim of shatnez, Zok Rashi, Gedilim Taslecha, Af Min HaKlayim. You are allowed to make tzitzis even from Klayim. Lekach Samcha Nakosov. That's why the Pasuk places these two parshiyos together, to tell you that the mitzvah of tzitzis is doiche the iser of klayim. You may take woolen tzitzis and place it on a linen beged, or linen tzitzis on a woolen beged. And from here we learn out, asei doiche lois asei, that a positive commandment can override a negative commandment. The asei of tzitzis is doiche the lois asei of shatnes. The Pasuk continues with the parsha of Mitzi Shemra. There are two stages in a Jewish marriage: Kiddushin or Erusin, and Nisuin. Kiddushin is when a man gives his bride a ring, or something of value, and says Hareyat Mikudesh Asli. After Kiddushin, the couple is halachically married in several respects, and she is Chayav Misa if she has relations with another man. The marriage takes full effect with the Nisuin, after which the couple may live together. This parsha discusses a husband who hates his newlywed wife and accuses her of being mezaneh after the kedushin, and he therefore claims that he should not have to pay her ksuba upon her divorce. And the pasuk says, "Ki yikach ish isha," if a man will take a woman, which means he will marry her, he will make erusin on her, uva eleho, and then he will have relations with her, which means he will make nesuin on her, usineha, and he will come to hate her. And Rashi tells us that avera goreres avera, one avera brings about another avera. This man was over the iser of leisisna esachicha b'vavecha, you shall not hate your brother in your heart, and through being over this avera, he will come to be over the iser of mitzi shemra, to speak lashon hara about his wife. V'samla alilois devarim, and he will place on her false accusations, v'hoitzi oleho shemra, and he will spread about her a bad name, v'omar, and he will say, eso isha azis lo kachti, I took this woman as a wife, v'ekrav eleho, and I had relations with her, I did not find her to be a besula. And then he brings witnesses to prove that she was mezaneh after she had erusin with him. V'lokach aviha naira ve'imo, and the father and the mother of this girl will take, v'hoitziu, and they will bring out as besule hanaira, the besulim of this girl, el ziknei ho'ir hashara, to the elders of the city, to the gate. And there is a machlokes in the Gemara in Ksubis daf memvav between the Rabbanon and Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Rabbanon learn that Besule Hanaira means that they bring witnesses who contradict the witnesses of the husband, and thereby prove that she is a Besula. According to Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Pasuk is explained according to its simple meaning, that they bring a cloth with the Besulim on it to prove that the husband was lying and that she really was a Besula. And Rashi tells us that the reason why both parents come to Beis Din is so that the ones who brought her up with this bad upbringing should be embarrassed because of her. The Omar Havia Naira El HaZakenim, and the father of the Naira will say to the Zakenim, although the mother was also present, we learn from here that a wife may not speak in the presence of her husband. And therefore, the husband, the father, is the one that does the talking. And he says, Esbiti Nosati Lo Ish Hazeh, my daughter I gave to this person, Leisha, as a wife, Vayisno Eho, and he hated her. Vihine he was some alilos dvarim, and he made false accusations about her, saying, Le Motsosi Levitcha Besulim, I did not find your daughter to be a Besula. And then the father says that this is not true. Ve'ele Besule Biti, these over here are the Besulim of my daughter, Ufarsu Hasimla Lefne Ziknei Ho'ir, and he spreads out the cloth before the elders of the city. According to the Rabbanon, it means that they bring witnesses who contradict the husband's witnesses, thus proving that she was not mezaneh. Ufarsu hasimla is a mashal. They bring witnesses who clarify and whiten the situation like a new garment that is clean and white. However, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the pasuk is to be taken literally, that they bring a cloth showing the besulim on the cloth, proving that the husband lied. V'lakhu ziknei ho'ir ha'hiyas ha'ish, and the elders of that city will take this man, v'yisru oisai, and they will punish him, and they will give him malchus. V'anshu oisai mea kesef, and they will fine him with 100 kesef. V'nosnu la'avi hanayra, and they will take that money and give it to the father of the girl. Ki hoitzi shemra al besulas yisrael, because this husband was mitzi shemra on a besula of klal yisrael. V'loi siel li'isha, and she will remain with him as a wife. La'yuchal l'shalcha kol yomav, he may not send her away for all his days. And although we typically say ein loikin umishalim, a person does not get malchus and also have to pay, over here it is a gzeres hakosov, that he gets malchus and also pays. And the Rambam, in Mor Nevuchim Gimel Memtes, says that he actually receives three punishments over here, Mida Keneged Mida. He belittled her by accusing her of being Mizaneh. We therefore belittle him with Malkus. He tried to divorce her without paying her Ksuba. He therefore has to pay Mea Kesef. He wanted to divorce her. Therefore, his punishment is to stay married to her. And it is interesting to note that in the parasha of Maitzi Shemra, it says the word Na'ara four times. Twice in Pasuk Tesvav, once in Pasuk Tezayin, and once in Pasuk Yutes. In Pasuk Tesvav and Tezayin, the first three times when it says Na'ara, it is spelled without a hey. However, in Pasuk Yutes, it spells Na'ara with a hey. And the Shach and the Balaturim explain that the Pasuk says, Kol Kavuda Devas Melech Penimo. The complete glory of a princess is within, which means that Jewish girls should not be out in public, but primarily at home conducting themselves with tznius. A man who is mighty shemra against his wife, that she is not a besula, is in effect accusing her of being out on the streets like a nar, like a young boy, and not acting like a na'ara, a young girl who should be inside. In Pasuk Tezvav and Tezayin, the Pasuk is speaking about at the point when it is unclear whether she was Mizana or not. Therefore, the Pasuk spells Na'ara without a hey, as if it says Na'ar, because she was acting like a young boy who was out in the public. However, in Pasuk Yutes, it was already clear that she was not Mizana, and therefore the Pasuk writes Na'ara with a hey, alluding to the fact that she was a Na'ara, a young lady, who was not out in the public, because Kol Kavuda Devas Melech Penimo. Zokt Rashi Pasuk Yud Gimel, Uvo Eleo Usinea, and he will have relations with her, and then he will hate her. Zokt Rashi Soifoi, the end will be, V'samla Alilois Devarim, he will make up false accusations against her. Avera Gereris Avera, one Avera leads to another Avera. Over Alois Isna, once he was over on the Isser, not to hate somebody else. Soifoi, the end will be, Lavoi Lidei Lashon Hara, he will come to speak Lashon Hara, and to be Moitzi Shemra against his wife. And he said, Eso Isha Hazois, this woman I have taken as a wife. And since he says, Ho Isha Hazois, this woman, it is mashma that this woman is standing before him. Mikan, from here we see, She'ein Oimer Dover El Bifnei Baldin. One party in a dispute cannot say anything until the other party is present. Therefore, he cannot say his side of the story unless the Isha is standing in front of him. That's why the Pasuk says, Eso Isha Hazois, this woman, the woman was standing in front of him. And although we know this from the Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, where the Pasuk says, Lo Sisa Hashem Ashav, you shall not accept a false hearing, which Rashi tells us is a warning for a Dayan not to hear the words of one Baldin if the other Baldin is not there. The Be'er Basodeh explains that that Pasuk is talking about Dinei Mominus, monetary affairs. And this Pasuk is coming to teach us that even by Dinei Isser, the halacha is that both Bali Dinim have to be present. Zokt Rashi, Avi Hanaira V'Imo, the father and the mother of the girl come to Bezdin. Mishe Godlu, Gidulim Haroim, the ones who raised her with a bad upbringing, Yispazu Aleho, should be embarrassed because of her. And therefore they both come to Bezdin. Ma'omar Avi Hanaira, and the father of the Naira speaks. Why doesn't the wife, the mother of the Naira, speak also? Malame, this comes to teach you, She'im Rishus L'Isha L'Dabe B'Fneo Ish, that a wife may not speak in the presence of her husband. Therefore, the father, the husband, is the one that speaks. Ufarsu asimla, and they spread out the cloth. So Rashi hareza a mushal, this is a mushal. Rashi is going according to the shita of the Rabbanon, that ufarsu asimla means that Edim come and contradict the first set of Edim which the husband brought. And when the Pasuk says ufarsu asimla, it is a mushal, which means to say, mechavrin hadvarim kisimla. The Edim will clarify and clean up the case and say clear words, just like a clean begin. The Yisru Oisai, and they will punish him. Zakrashi Malkus with Malkus. And the Pasuk continues, Vememes Hoya Hadover Hazeh, if this matter was true, Le Nimsu Visulim La Na'ara, the Na'ara did not have Visulim. Which means that two witnesses came and testified that this girl was warned, and they witnessed that she was Mizaneh with this person after she was already an Arusa. Vaitziu Es Hanara El Pesach Bezavia, and they will take out this girl to the entrance of her father's house, Usikalua Anche Ira Boavonim Bomesa, and the people of her city will pelt her with stones and she will die. And Rashi explains that this does not mean that everybody in the city stones her, but rather the Edim, the witnesses, stone her in the presence of the people of the city. Ki Asasa Nevala Biyisrael, because she did an outrage in Klal Yisrael, Liznois Beis Avia, to be mezana in her father's house, uvi'arta hara mikirbecha, and you shall remove the evil from among you. We find over here an interesting halacha. When an isha is a nesua and is mezana, she receives the misa of chenek, strangulation. However, we saw in Pasuk Chaf Aleph that if she was an arusa who was mezana, she receives the more severe punishment of skila, stoning. Shouldn't the more severe misa be given to the nesua who is completely married and not to the arusa? The Maral's brother in Sefer HaChaim answers, the more severe misa is reserved for an arusa, since she has more pleasure in her act of znus. When she is an arusa, she does not yet live with her husband. She still lives in her father's house. Therefore, when she is mezana, her pleasure is greater, since she is not worried that her husband will barge in. That is why she receives skila. However, by a nesua who lives with her husband already, they do the act of znus with an uneasiness and haste, worrying that the husband will pop in at any time. Since the act was not as pleasurable, therefore the misa is lighter and is only chenek. Zokt Rashi posikhof, v'memes hoya hadovar, if it was true that she was mezana, be'edim, with witnesses, v'hasra, and after a warning, she'zonta la'acher erusin, the edim testified that she was mezana after she was already an arusa. Then she is stoned by the entrance of her father's house, as if to say, ru'u gidulim she'gidaltem, look at the person that you raised. Liznois be'savia, kimoi be'savia. She did an outrage by being mezana in her father's house. Usikalua anche ira, and the people of her city will stone her. That does not mean they all stone her, but rather the edim stone her, b'maimed kol anche ira, in the presence of all the people of her city. And the pasuk continues, ki mosei ish shoychev emisha, if a man is found to be lying and having relations with a woman, and this woman was be'ulas baal, married to a husband. She was an eishes ish. Umesu gam shnehem, and both of them will be put to death with the misa of chenek. Ho'ish ha'shoichev im ho'isha, the man who lies with the woman, v'ho'isha, and the woman, uvi'arta hara mi'Yisrael, and you shall remove the evil from Klal Yisrael. And Rashi is bothered, once it says umesu, and they will die, why do we need the word shenehem, both of them? Zok Rashi, lahoitzi ma'aseh chidudim, this comes to exclude that there is no misa on an act of tinglings, she'eino isha nenes mehem, which the isha does not have any pleasure from such an act. The pasuk says shenehem, both of them, it must be an act that is pleasurable for both of them. However, Maisa Chidudim is only pleasurable for the man, and therefore there is no Misa on such an act. What is Maisa Chidudim? It is an act by which a man brings himself to physical excitement through contact with the outer parts of a woman's body. And since this is not pleasurable to Shnehem, both of them, therefore there is no Misa on such an act. And then Rashi is bothered, what does the extra word Gam come to include? Zok Rashi l'rabois haboim me'achoyrehem. This comes to include that there is misa even on a maisa bia that comes from the back, a bia shelo kedarko. Davar acher, another pshat, gam shnehem l'rabois esavlad, the word gam is coming to include the child. She'im hoisa me'uberes, if this woman who is being put to death is pregnant, ein mamtinin lo ache teled, we do not wait until she gives birth, rather we kill her and her fetus. And the pasuk continues, ki yie naira, if there will be a naira, a girl under the age of 12 and a half, a girl who is not a boigeres, besula, who is a besula, moirasa le'ish, and who had kedushin with a man, umitza ish ba'ir, and a man found her in the city, v'shachav ima, and had relations with her. Since she was hanging around the city, that caused this man to see her and to have relations with her. Kol kvuda devas melech penima, a woman's place is to be in the home. And since this girl was hanging around in the city, that caused this man to see her and to be mezana with her. And both of them will be taken out to the gate of that city, the city where they were mezana. And they shall be pelted with stones and they will die. As ha'na'ara al davar shalitzo'ako vo'ir, the na'ara because she did not scream in the city. And the man al davar sh'ino es eshes re'ehu, because he was mezana with his friend's wife. Uvi'arta hara mikirbecha, and you shall remove the evil from among you. And although we already learned in Pasuk Chof Aleph that a naira hamurasa that was mezana gets stoned, so why does it repeat it over here that if she was mezana, she is stoned? If you look carefully, there is a difference between what it says in Pasuk Chof Aleph and what it says over here. Over here they are stoned in the city where they were mezana. As the Pasuk says, Voitzesem eshnehem, and you shall take both of them out, el sha'ar ho'irahi usakaltam, to the gate of that city and stone them. However, in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it says that she is stoned El Pesach Beis Aviha, by her father's house. And the Gemara in Ksubis, as explained by the Sefer Mincha Belula, tells us the difference. The Pasuk over here is talking when the Edom came while she was still an Arusa, to testify that while she was an Arusa, she was Mezanet. Therefore, the stoning is done in the city where they were Mezanet. However, Pasuk Chaf Aleph is speaking where the Edom came later on, after she was already married and living with her husband at her father-in-law's house. And the Edom said that while you were an Arusa, you were Mezanet. If she would be stoned in the city where she was Mezanet, that would be a disgrace for her father-in-law, because people will talk and say that this act took place in his house. Therefore, the stoning is specifically done by her father's house to show that this act was done earlier while she was still an Arusa living in her father's house. Zokt Rashi, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Umitzah Ish, and the man found her Ba'ir in the city. Zokt Rashi, Lefichach Shachav Imo, that is the reason why he lied with her and had relations with her, because Pirtza Kara Leganef, a hole in the wall is a calling that the Ganef should break in. So too, when a man sees a girl in a city, that is a calling to be Mezana with her. Ilu Yashva Bevesa La'irala, if she would have stayed in her house, this never would have happened. And the pasuk continues, "V'im basode yimso ish es hanaira hamorasa." If in the field and not in the city, the man found the naira hamorasa, v'hechazik boho ish, and the man grabbed hold of this girl, v'shochav ima, and had relations with her, u'meso ish asher shochav ima levadoi. Only this man will be chayiv misa. V'lanaira leisase dover, and to the girl you shall not do anything. Ein lanaira chet moves, because this girl did not do any avera that should be mechayiv her misa. Just like a person comes onto his friend and kills him, and he does it forcefully, so was this thing. The man forced this Isha to be Mizana with her. Because in the field he found her. The girl screamed in the field, but there was nobody there to help her. Just like a man kills another person, it was done by force, so too was this act done by force. According to the simple meaning, Zehu Mashmoi, this is what it means. Ki anusahi, because this girl was forced. Uvechazoka omar oleho, and by force he stood up against her. Ka'odom ha'imed al-chaveri lahargoi, just like a person that comes against his friend to kill him. According to the simple meaning of the pasuk, the case of Ritzicha is coming to teach us about the case of Znus. Just like the case of Ritzicha is by force, so too the case of Znus over here was done by force. Rabbi Seinu Darshu, however, our Chachamim learned from here, Hareze Bo Lelamed, this case of Ritzicha is coming to teach, V'nimsa Lamad, however, it comes out that we learn Ritzicha from the case of Znus. Just like by Znus it says, V'ein Moishialo, there was nobody there to help her, we learn out from there that if there was somebody there to help her, he would be able to do anything he wants in order to help her, even if it means killing the person that wanted to be Mezana with her. So too, if somebody is coming to kill another person, you may kill that person in order to save the life of the victim. So Ritzicha was really coming to teach that just like Ritzicha was by force, so too this case of Znus was by force. However, Ritzicha is also learnt from the case of Znus. Just like by Znus you may kill the assailant, so too by Ritzicha. And the pasuk continues, Ki yimsa ish, if a man will find na'ara, a na'ara or a ketana, Besula, who was a Besula, asher lo arusa, who is not married. Usifasa, and he will grab hold of her, v'shochav ima, and be mezana with her forcefully. V'nimsa'u, and they will be discovered, witnesses will witness this act. V'nosan ha'isha sheichiv ima la'vi anayra chamishim kosef, and then the man that was mezana with this girl will give 50 kesef to the father of the naira. V'loisi'a le'isha, and she will be his wife. Tachas asher ina, because he afflicted her, Layuchal Shalchal Kol Yomov, he may not send her away for all his days. He may not divorce her. If the girl and the father want the Kedushin, then they can force the man to marry her. However, if the girl or the father do not want this marriage, then the man just has to give 50 shekel to the father of the girl. And the pasuk continues, Layikach Ish Es Eshes Aviv, a man should not take his father's wife. And since the pasuk says, Layikach, he shall not take, and not Le'egale Ish Es Eshes Aviv, a man should not uncover the erva of his father's wife, like the pasuk says afterwards, V'Le'egale Knaf Aviv, La'ikach is coming to teach us that if you marry your father's wife, La'ikach, it will not be a taking, because Ein Kedushin Teifsimba, the Kedushin will not take effect. And the pasuk continues, "V'lo yigale knaf aviv," and he should not uncover the corner of the garment of his father. What is meant by knaf aviv, the corner of his father's garment? Rashi explains, this is referring to shemeres yavam shel aviv, a woman who anticipates yibum from his father. If a man dies childless, min ha-Torah, one of the brothers, should take his widow as a wife. This process is called yibum. Should he refuse, he and the widow must follow the procedure called chalitza, which is comparable in certain ways to divorce. Shemeres yavam is a woman whose husband has died childless and whose brother-in-law has not yet performed either yibum or chalitza. Shemeres yavam, she anticipates the yibum. So shemeres yavam shel aviv means, if his father's brother died childless and his aunt is anticipating yibum from his father, she is usher to the nephew because she is shemeres yavam shel aviv. And she is called knaf aviv, the corner of his father's garment, because she is somewhat connected to his father through the zika of yibum. And although she is also already to him, even before the uncle dies, because she is his aunt, the Torah is adding an extra lav on this woman after the uncle dies, that she is also usher because she is shemeres yavam shel aviv. Zakt Rashi inside, pasuk aleph, lo yikach, you shall not take, and Rashi is bothered why the pasuk does not say lo yigale. Zakt Rashi, ein lo yibol lekuchin, the reason why it says lo yikach is because there is no taking on your father's wife. The ein kedushin taisim ba, because kedushin does not have any effect on your father's wife. Therefore it says lo yikach because there is no taking on her. V'lo yigale knaf aviv, and he should not reveal the corner of his father's beged. This means shemeres yavam shel aviv, the woman who is anticipating yibum from his father. Haru'uya le'aviv, the one who is fit for his father, the one who is awaiting yibum from the father. And that is why she is called knaf aviv, because she is connected to the father, and therefore she is called the corner of his beged. On that Rashi asks, V'arei kfar huzar oleho, isn't he already warned not to marry her? Mishum, because of the pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mois, Ervas achi avicha, the erva of your father's brother you shall not reveal, and that is referring to your father's brother's wife. Ela only lav alzu bishnei lavim. This pasuk is coming to add an additional lav, besides for the iser of marrying your aunt. This woman is also usher because she is shemeres yavam shel aviv. And Rashi continues, V'lismeich lo, and the Torah also wanted to place the erva of an aunt next to the lav of la yovai mamzer, not to marry a mamzer. The lame to tell you, she'ein mamzer elo michai v'krisus. A mamzer is only born from a relationship that carries the penalty of kares. Since the erva of marrying one's aunt is a chai v'krisus, and the pasuk says after that la yovai mamzer, this is telling us that a mamzer can only be born from an erva like the erva of an erva that carries the penalty of kares. The kal v'chomer, and it's a kal v'chomer, mechai v'misus bezdin, from a relationship that carries the penalty of a chayve misas bezdin. She'ein bar rayas misas bezdin, she'ein bar koras. Because every erva that carries the penalty of misas bezdin also has the penalty of koras. It's just that if there is edim and hasro, then there is chayve misas bezdin. However, if there are edim but no hasro, or hasro and no edim, then the person is chayve koras. So the pasuk is telling us that whenever there is a relationship that carries the penalty of koras alone, or the penalty of kares and misas bezdin, such a relationship will create a mamzer. However, a relationship that is only usur with a lav, for example, an almono who marries a kohen gadol, such a relationship will not produce a mamzer. And although you may ask that the pasuk of mamzer is not written next to the erva of knaf aviv, but rather next to the isur of marrying a petzua daka and a kurs shafra in pasuk beis, and those are isurim that only carry a lav, so why don't we learn that a mamzer is born from a chayve lavin? Sifsei Chachamim explains, since a pesua daka and a kurs shavcha cannot have children, we cannot learn that a mamzer is born from such a relationship. And we therefore connect mamzer to pasuk aleph, that speaks about a relationship which could bear children and carries the penalty of kares, to teach us that a mamzer is only born from such a relationship, from a chayve krisus. And the pasuk continues, Lo yavoi fesua daka uchus shavcha b'kahal Hashem. A petsua daka and a kurs shavcha cannot enter the congregation of Hashem. They may not marry a typical Jewish girl. However, they can marry a geyaris. What is a petsua daka and kurs shavcha? Rashi explains, petsua, one whose testicles have been injured with an instrument such as a knife. Daka, one whose testicles have been crushed by hand. Krus shafcha is one whose male organ has been krus, cut, so that shafcha, the zerah, drips out and does not shoot forth. And the Ravid in Perek Tesvav Hilchas Isurei Bia Halacha Beis explains the reason for not marrying a krus shafcha and psua daka, since they cannot have children. The women who marry these people will want children and will therefore be mezana with other men, and that will bring more mamzerim to the world. And Rabbeinu Ephraim adds, that's why Petsua Daka and Krus Shafcha are placed next to the Isser of marrying a Mamzer, because marrying a Petsua Daka and Krus Shafcha will bring Mamzerim to the world. Zok Rashi Posuk Beis Petsua Daka, Shenivtzu o Shenitku Beitzim Shaloi. The word Petsua comes from the word Petza, injured. The word Daka comes from the word Nidku. Shenivtzu o Shenitku Beitzim Shaloi. His testicles have been injured or have been crushed. Ukurs shafcha, shenichras hagid, his male organ was cut, vishuv eni yorek hiluach zera, and the flow of zera does not shoot forth, ela shoifech vishoiseis, it just drips down, ve'enoi moilid, and they cannot have any children. And the pasuk continues, lo yavai mamzer bekal Hashem, a mamzer may not enter into the congregation of Hashem, he may not marry a Yisraelis, a typical Jewish girl, however, he may marry a giyaris. Gam der asiri lo yavai bekal Hashem. Even in the 10th generation, he may not enter into the congregation of Hashem. Somebody whose great-great-great-grandfather was a Mamzer, this great-great-great-grandchild of the Mamzer, still may not marry a Jewish girl. Because a Mamzer is usher forever to enter into Kahal Hashem, to enter into the congregation of Hashem, even Dar Asiri. And the Mepharshim ask, why does the Torah emphasize the 10th generation if it is usher forever? And they answer that a child born from a union in which only one parent is a mamzer is only a half mamzer. Therefore, the second generation of descendants is only one quarter, and the third generation is 1/8 mamzer. The fourth is 1/16, and the fifth is 1/32. The sixth is 1/64, and the seventh has in it 1/128 of a mamzer. The eighth is 256th. The ninth is 1/512 of a mamzer. The 10th generation is only 1,024th of a mamzer. Therefore, the Torah emphasizes the 10th generation to teach us that even the 10th generation, which contains less than 1,000th of a mamzer, still may not enter into the Kahal Hashem, because there is a rule in Halacha that a beria, a creature, does not become batel be'elef, it does not become batel in 1,000. That is why the Torah stresses gam dar asiri, because after the 10th generation, there should be a bitul be'elef, k'mashmal on the pasuk, that mamzer, which is a beria, is not batul be'elef. Zokt Rashi, lo yavi mamzer bekal Hashem, a mamzer should not enter into the congregation of Hashem. Zokt Rashi, lo yisa Yisraelis, this means he shall not marry a Yisraelis, a Jewish girl. And the question arises, why does Rashi first explain lo yavi bekal Hashem to mean lo yisa Yisraelis by mamzer, and not in the previous pasuk by lo yavi b'tzua daka ukrus shavcha bekal Hashem? Maskela David answers that when Rashi tells us that lo yavai bekal Hashem means lo yisa Yisraelis, he is coming to exclude that you should not think that lo yavai bekal Hashem means that you may not have anything to do with him, do not socialize with him, nor do business with him. Therefore Rashi says this is not the pshat. Lo yavai bekal Hashem means he may not marry a Yisraelis. The havamina that lo yavai might mean do not have anything to do with him would only be a havamina by a mamzer who was born through an iser. However, by a petsua daka and a krus shavcha, who are usher because of their injury, we would never have a havamina to think that you may not interact with them. Therefore, Rashi only explains lo yisa Yisraelis by mamzer and not by petsua daka, because by petsua daka it is self-understood. And the pasuk continues, lo yavai amoini umayavi bekal Hashem, a man from Amoin and a man from Moav may not enter into the congregation of Hashem, they may not marry a Jewish girl even after they are Megayer, gam dar asiri, even 10 generations later, lo yavai lohem bekal Hashem ad olam, they may not enter the congregation of Hashem forever. And we must understand, why does the pasuk say ad olam by amoini umayavi and not by mamzer, who also has the halacha that he may never enter into the congregation of Hashem? Why does it say ad olam only by Amon and Moav? And the Shari Aharon answers with the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Ayin Beis that says that in the time of Mashiach, Eliyahu will come and be mitaher the mamzerim who are alive in that generation. since there will be a time that mamzerim will be mutter, it therefore does not say ad olam by mamzerim. However, by Amon Umayov, who will never have a time of heter, the pasuk says ad olam. And the pasuk tells us why is an Amoni and Mayavi osir. Al devar, because of the fact asher lo kidmu eschem balechem uvamayim, they did not greet you with bread and water baderech on the road when you were disoriented b'tzeisechem imitroyim when you were leaving Mitzrayim v'asher socher olecho as Bilam ben Baor, and because they hired against you Bilam the son of Baor mipisar from the city of Pisar Aram Naharayim, which is in Aram Naharayim lekalalecho to curse you. And Hashem your God did not want to listen to Bilam. And Hashem turned around his curses into blessings. Because Hashem your God loves you. According to the simple meaning, the pasuk seems to be saying two reasons that apply to both Amon and Moab. They are usur since they did not greet you with lechem and mayim, and since they hired Bilam. However, this is difficult to say, since Rashi clearly states in Parshas Devarim, Perek Beis, Pasuk Chav Tes, that Moav did sell you lechem and mayim. Therefore, Ramban explains that we must divide the pasuk. Amon is usur because they did not greet you with lechem and mayim, and Moav is usur since they hired Bilam to curse you. And since it was the men from Amon who should have greeted you with lechem and mayim, and they did not, therefore the men are usur, and not the women. Amoni veloy amonis. And since the men hired Bilam and not the women, therefore we darshin Moyavi veloy Moyavis. The women from Moyav are not osir. And it is because of this drasha that David HaMelech was not born from a prohibited relationship, since David's great-grandmother was Rus from Moyav, and we darshin Moyavi veloy Moyavis. Therefore Rus was mutter lavoy b'kahal Hashem. And the pasuk continues, Leisidroi Shalemam, you shall not seek their peace, v'tayvosam, and their good, Kol yomecha, all your days, la'olam, forever. And Rashi explains that although there is a din stated further in Pasuk Tezayin, if an Eved Knani runs away from his master who is a goy, because he does not want to worship Avodah Zarah anymore, we do not return him to his goyish master. This does not apply by an Eved Knani from Amon and Moav. They would be returned to their masters. And that is what the Pasuk means, do not seek their peace and their good for all your days. Zakt Rashi, Layove Amoini, and Amoini and Mayavi should not enter into the Kahal Hashem. Laisa Israelis, this means he should not marry a Jewish girl. And we must understand, why does Rashi have to repeat that Layove means Laisa Israelis by Amoin and Moav after having said it already by Mamzer? Maskel David explains that you might have thought that Layove by Amoin and Moav means something more extreme, like not interacting with them at all, since they are not Jews. Therefore, Rashi repeats that even over here, by Amon Umayov, Layova Bekahal means Layisa Yisraelis. Zokt Rashi al Devar, and Rashi is bothered, why do we need the word Devar? The Pasuk could have said, Al Asher Leikidmu Eschem Balechem Uvamayim. Zokt Rashi, the word Devar comes from the word Dibur, to speak. Alo Eito Sheyoatu Eschem Lahachtiachem. This is alluding to the persuasive talk of the women of Mayav, which led Klal Yisrael to sin. And we must understand, if the pasuk is alluding to something that the women of Moav did, why aren't the women of Moav also usur? Why do we darshin Moavi veloy Moavis? Shari Aharon answers that there is a zayir that says that the women of Moav were forced by the men to be mezaneh, and therefore the blame was placed solely on the men, and that's why we darshin Moavi veloy Moavis. Zok Rashi baderech on the way. Why does the pasuk have to stress baderech that you were on the way? Kishayisa Batiruf, Rashi answers, the pasuk is stressing Baderech because it is saying that Amon did not offer you any food and water when you were disoriented. Even though you were disoriented, they did not have Rachmonas on you and they did not offer you Lechem and Mayim. Leisidroi Shalomam, you shall not seek their peace. Michlal Shenemar, since the pasuk says further, Imecho Yeshev Bikirbecho, if an Eved Knani runs away from a Goyish master and he runs away to you, you shall not turn him back over to his master. Yochel af zekein, I might think, an Eved Knani from Amon and Moav would also have the same halacha. Talmud Loimar, therefore the pasuk says, Lo sidroi shalemam, do not seek their peace, which means, an Eved Knani from Amon and Moav, you would return to his master.